I hate to stop, but we have something important to announce. Carolyn just sent me the video. Where the hell did they get this? The first time Carolyn was on TV 33 years ago, Carolyn. November 20, 1986. This is where you see Carolyn in the first instant. When they introduce her and she has to speak, she looks in the camera, wonders where the hell she is, registers discarnate, kind of a bit confused, and then goes zombie and starts talking. So how the hell did they find this, Carolyn? Who found this?
We put it on our YouTube, my YouTube channel, so click on it.
So who found it?
You?
No, I didn't.
Organized it.
I don't know where, I've never seen this video since then.
Really?
I don't think so. Where did I get it from?
Didn't you get Greg Duffel to organize it all?
Maybe. Okay, so there it is. I just clicked it on to, oh, it's only an excerpt, 9 minutes, so it might not show the beginning.
Part 3. So
yeah. So is there other parts? Let's see.
So cut and paste it from and put it on the chat.
No, not yet. I'm not releasing. It'll distract everybody. They won't listen to the show. Wait, let's see if they got part one. See if that comes up. Part one. Oh, there it is. Part one. 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes. Okay, they're speaking out. Here comes the titles. And then, what are they going to show? Do we put the volume up? Nah, it's not bothering us here. Speaking out, and they're going to bring the host in, Harry somebody. This is November 20th, snowy night. This is the show. Carolyn got 80,000 responses or something like that, right, Carolyn? Big number. 1986, 33-year cycle, Carolyn. 33 years. Look at this long introduction of imagery of the title, Speaking Out. They just keep doing it and doing it. There's Harry. Hey, smiles. Old Harry Brown. An old stick in the mud. He would not survive today. We know he's not alive. He looks like 70 there, right? But back in those days, they aged earlier. He could be 62. Look, he's there. He's emphasizing something with his mouth. He's gesturing. November 20th, 1986. So we want to see the first, he's probably going to introduce William Crook first, right, as the guest, the guy from the States who wrote the Candida Connection.
The East Connection.
The East Connection, yeah. But it's called Candidiasis with Dr. Carolyn Dean and William Crook. They put your name first, even though it alphabetically should be him first. So they favored the local girl over the American, Dr. William Crook. He's going on and on. He's explaining something about none of it helped anybody, what he's saying. You know, he's just filling in time, seriously introducing this strange... Crook first, other, the East Connection. Look at him. He's a pained face, limited, scrunchy, Puritan kind of guy. Now, let's see what they do when they go to Carolyn. What's this? Have you ever seen this, Carolyn?
No.
We're going to watch your eyes. Look, he's looking at you. Crook is. I think he's looking at you. He's smiling. He's waiting. Look, see? You don't know where to look. You see that? Kind of blank. Look. You don't know where to look. You're nervous. You look Egyptian, though. You look like ISIS. Oh, that face stunned everybody that night. Right? They never saw a face like that before. Big teeth. Big teeth in your smile there. Okay, but go back. This is at 156, 157. On comes Carolyn at 157. Look, see how you're kind of blank, Carolyn? What do you think of that? That blankness? You're not sure? You never look like that ever again, right? Hello, yes, I'm Dr. Dean. I'm a wonderful person. you say, my husband's even better than me. You look over at Crook, you're all polite, you let him, you're like the wife of a politician looking at the other guy. Anyways, we all look forward to people studying that. It's quite an amazing video. Well, no, not yet. I'm not posting it yet. It'll too distract everybody. And who is Christina Vassilou? It says, what fantastic, honest, and caring daughters, Christina says.
Doctors.
Are there other comments on this video? They say honest and caring. That's what they call you. What? They're shocked. Got it. It doesn't look like we're going to see a close. We don't get to see the comments, right? Doesn't matter. So, Okay, we now have to get to work, Carolyn. Holy shit, Sherry posted. You fucking idiot, Sherry. Delete that. Get rid of that. Bert says, wow, another 33-year loop. Well, maybe everybody's been watching it. Let's see if people agree with my analysis. Okay. Now, where are they? Okay, we'll bring in some of the people here. Half of them are, where's Bert? Bert's hung up. Anybody here watching it? I'll unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Tom, you see at 157 what Carolyn's face is doing? You fuckers, who saw it? You're looking at Alyssa. And why are you in Ottawa, Alyssa? Why is that coming through?
It says Ottawa?
That's what your phone, SIP, that's nothing to do with you. You don't know why it says Ottawa.
I'm in Minnesota.
Ottawa, Canada. Okay, so what do you think of Carolyn's face there at 157?
It looks beautiful. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, it looks like Egyptian.
It looks at the camera for a second, like TV. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
you can see she doesn't know what to focus on. Her eyes are blank, sort of, you know. She's not sure. She's registering the discount effect that everybody is confused by. What is she supposed to, okay, she's supposed to imagine millions of people are in an audience that she can see?
For years, Bob, you've said that I looked up with deer in the headlights. It wasn't like that at all.
You do have a deer in headlights.
No, I was very detached.
You didn't.
Looking up, looking away, and then smiling.
After a while, you gave up and started smiling to the people in the studio. You could
no shock.
Yeah, no. Alyssa is getting me. Alyssa said,
"No, she isn't."
I'll let Alyssa talk. You shut up.
Okay,
and let Alyssa talk.
Not,
now, Alyssa, what are you starting to say?
Deer in the headlights. Definitely not deer in the headlights.
Yeah,
but
not deer in the headlights. It's somewhere in between.
It looks like when someone's describing you, it's on mute, so I don't know what they're saying. But it's like when someone's describing you and you have to kind of just, like, sit there and wait for them to describe you. And so you're just, like, looking. Is he talking about
no,
you?
No, but she's trying
that?
To look. She's trying to see, what am I supposed to see? Where's the audience? Where are they? Who's looking at me? And look, she never looks that blank. She's got a deadpan look on her face. It looks quite beautiful and Egyptian. She's got the tribal mask on.
You know the old game show?
Very stark.
It looks like when somebody's
what?
Like the old game shows. It looks like when they have
yeah, when they're getting
the
interviewed.
Person. Yeah, and then they're like saying this.
They're getting introduced.
Such and such a city, yeah.
From Michigan, used to fuck Alyssa out there, old famous Ionot. This is what they'll say in 30 years. Famous Ionot Alyssa, fuck this girl.
From Michigan.
And she had a baby. No one knows how that happened. But here she is. Look at her. If I was the host, I'd say, look at her blank face. I'd be pointing out everybody's foibles if I was the host of Jeopardy. Look at the blank face of that person.
I'm
that other person sucked into discarded. What?
I watched this when I was getting into listening to you and the RNA stuff.
You've seen this before? Like 5 years ago? But look at, I am quite impressed with Carolyn's face. That face would startle people that night. They're all just nobody's middle class. What'd you say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. Like
absolutely. Look at that face.
The
it's
eyes
like
and the
that's
lines.
Cosmic. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Does not look. She looks like Marilyn Monroe, fucking disguised as a doctor or something. You know what I mean? Like, what is this person? Ain't no doctor. This is a person of destiny. This must be someone that Bob knows. That's what. All the Toronto people. This is a Bob connected person.
Do you have a polar bear on your necklace?
On my Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
No, necklace.
Is that right? Necklace. You got a polar bear, Carol? What the hell? Where'd you get that from?
From a patient who went up to work in the Arctic.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Ridiculous hanging pole. That's absurd. There's no fashion. There's no awareness there, but I care about a dangly lump of clay. It's ridiculous.
No, it's a whale tooth carved into a polar bear.
Oh, cool.
I just froze it on an image of her after the intro. She's smiling. She's got big teeth, but quite a smile. Like, look, I tell you, that face... No wonder people were hypnotized for an hour and a half by her and all emailing, oh, my God, the goddess showed up. The second coming. Look at this. Hey, maybe she can answer my problem. 80,000 people tried to call in. They never had that ever before. Broke all records. You know, she looks like something incredible.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Alyssa? You agree with me?
Yeah, that face. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's charisma. Charisma, McLuhan defined as looking like a lot of other people. Actually, Carol doesn't look like a lot of other Canadians. She looks like a fucking historical archetype, Cleopatra or something. Right? And she hasn't even figured out the right hairstyle yet. Doesn't matter. It's her bones, her eyes, her nose, and the way she's a little... A little off in the first few seconds, but the blankness of her not knowing what to look at creates this tribal deadpan charismatic thing.
Yeah, kind of like a model editorial, right? For a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A model. She was a model. Being a fashion queen right there. And people would look at them, what is this? This is a doctor?
Bob goes to insulting your necklace choice to calling you a fashion queen.
Say that again. What'd you say?
You said you go from insulting her necklace choice to saying she's a fashion queen.
Yes, I am. Yeah, but maybe that helped her charisma. What the hell is this? She's not a fashion. She doesn't seem to be savvy fashion queen, but she looks like the best fashion queen around. But look at her crazy dress. And no bra, you know, flat. It's not got no big cleavage or anything. No cleavage. Fashionably skinny. This old prude. Now, they were talking about something no one ever heard of. This is a revolutionary show. No one knew about candidiasis, Carolyn, right? The book had just come out. This is like Secret Society shows up.
Well, yeah, 33 years.
Yeah, here's 30 years. But it's been out there somewhere. You saw it before.
Mm-hmm.
But we never talked about it on the show like this. We didn't get to talk about it until 33 years. So anyways, that's quite an amazing achievement. Now we go focus on you, Alyssa. You're going to get to talk to Ion. See if you can evoke any sensibility out of him. Any rational something. Oh, let's see if Jermaine. You got something to say about it, Jermaine? Are you looking at it?
No, I just got on, so I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I agree with what you said about Carolyn.
Well, this is her first time on TV, 1986. You can look, it's posted to YouTube, but do that later.
Oh.
Okay, I'm muting. What? What are you saying, Jermaine?
I've seen it. I've seen that before. That's why I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah, but have you ever analyzed it like I've analyzed it? Are you noticing what I noticed? What I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw that from the beginning.
You saw, when you saw it, you noticed Carolyn was clueless there for a second.
No, what I saw was, like, I loved her, like, face, her hair, like, her... like blazer that she was wearing, like everything about it I loved, so that's what I'm agreeing with.
Yeah, she's very startling. Very startling,
yeah.
Image there.
Yep.
I grant you that, but yep. I've seen that sort of, and I was watching the inner dynamics. I sat there that night. I saw it live. I saw the first instance, immediately noticed the discarnate state, because I knew about the discarnate state, so I knew what Carol's inner being was going through. I wasn't distracted by the beauty of it.
Did you ever have a moment like that, Bob, on your TV appearances?
No. No, I know. I knew where to look for a place to look at. I knew there's nothing to look at. I just started, look at me, take the first images of me on Harold Channer.
She knows there's nothing to look at. She looks like she knows there's nothing to look at.
No, she's looking around. You can't, unless you've thought it through, everybody goes through the quandary of being discarnate. I don't think, when was I on live TV? I don't think I was ever on live TV till Harold Channer in June 2000. You can go look at that on my timeline. How do I look in the first, let's just go over there and look at my first Harold Channer. No, I was on Alan Steinfeld.
Yeah, that was
before that.
Yeah, that one.
See, I was not on TV in in Toronto. Nobody had me on, but I was interviewed on camera. Neufeld did a documentary on me, and that's a private show, a private taping, you know. This is the live factor, you know, millions of people tuning in. So I will go over to Alan and look at what probably is the first time in New York City. Oh yeah, the market crashed that day. I showed up on New York TV, April 14th, 2000, and the market crashed that day. The dot-com thing. Because Bob, and we now know why, we didn't know why back then, but I suspected, but I had no validation. Now we have the validation. So we look at 1990 and 2000. Let's see if it's here. Yeah, here it is. April 14th, that's the day it collapses. Bob makes his first appearance on New York area television on a show called New Realities, hosted by Alan Steinfeld, causes dot-com bubble to burst. Okay, so I'm clicking on it to see how I look. And I'll post
April
this
what?
So everybody can join in with me.
Okay,
April 14th,
it.
2000. You can look it up historically. Let's see. Waiting for the image. It's spiraling. Is it going to actually show the image? Maybe I got to go like that. That didn't work. Re-click it. This is in dark, something. Maybe it won't show up. It's spinning. Oh, image. Doesn't look good. Taking too long to spin to register unless it's got to download it or something.
Mine just started.
Beg your pardon?
Mine just started playing.
You can see it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Yours is spinning. There's something odd here. It says conversations with Harold Channer. It may be not even the right... Oh, something's coming up here. This looks like Harold Channer. I don't think we got the wrong video here.
It's an MP4 on your timeline, so I don't know if you could send it.
Oh, maybe MP4 is YouTube, but it is not the Alan Steinfeld one. It's Harold Channer. Let me just, sorry for the narcissism people, but we're trying to
what else is new?
Well, you are watching it by now. It should be happening. Right?
Yep, I'm waiting for Alan to introduce you. It's at the 1 minute 17 mark.
There's like a intro
bullshit. You're looking right at Alan. You're just looking at Alan. You don't look at the camera. Yet.
Right. Is he in it, and he's introducing me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear it?
I can turn on the volume.
But see, at the top it says Harold Channer. I got the wrong category. It is the right video. But look how I don't care about the audience. I ain't looking at the camera. I'm dealing with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some, that's the charisma there. I don't give a fuck about it out there.
Okay.
I'm looking at him to see if he set me up. I'm paranoid. I'm saying, what
is this? Was there an audience for this, or was it just like a studio taping?
No, there was no audience.
Yeah.
It was a studio taping. So actually, it's not live. Oh, actually, none of it's live, so it doesn't even fit. But
okay.
But it's sort of simulating being live. I mean, Carolyn's not live. No, she is live. Carolyn is live because it's a call-in show. So where was I ever on a call-in? I don't think I ever was live. Who's flushing their toilet? So Alan's talking. I've caught up to you. But, gee, I don't know if I've ever been on live video. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll get on a game show. Let's get you on a game show. Let's get you on
Family. Yeah, that's why I'm looking at him. There's no sense of a live audience.
Yeah. True, true.
She's looking at him with very intense eyes. They say, what fucking bullshit is he saying about me? He has no idea who I am. Look at the way I'm looking, very pleasant, nodding, nice hair, nice silky, what, you know, oily, shiny hair, stupid glasses. I got my sort of a, that's my Finnegan's Wake Society t-shirt. That
yeah.
has the sigla of Finnegan's Wake, written by Roland McHugh. Okay, so I just realized there is no live footage of me. When was I? Was I ever on a live show, Carolyn? I don't think so. Oh, I did Jerry on a live show. Let's just jump ahead to Jerry Pialka here and see. That's in 96, or that would be before
this.
Oh, I've
seen that too. Is that when you're in the radio station?
Well, okay, with Tom, what's Brennan, those are live.
And Connie's in the audience there.
But see, there's no studio. I'm just taught, we're being taped. We're in a studio, but I'm just looking at the host. I don't have a sense of an audience out there, but Jerry may have caught one where we were live and took calls. Well, let's not get distracted by that. We'll look for that, the rare live thing that we're talking about.